Eli, have you ever seen a situation like that where you lost so many receivers in one game, and how did that impact the way you guys were calling the plays?
No, it's tough. You know, tough situation when you know, you lose you know, three, you know, eventually four receivers in a game. You know, I thought you know, we did the best we could. You know, had a scoring drive with a couple of them out when we just had two receivers left. But you know, Evan Ingram's played in the slot, you know, part of, and so, you know, just simplified the game plan a little bit, what you could do. But you know, there at the end, having, you know, having three tight ends and one receiver on a 2-minute drive, you know, we were able to get a couple first downs, do some things. But you know, they it was, you know, not the ideal situation.
Can you describe the sack
from
what you saw there?
Yeah, I can't afford to do that. Backed up, you know, going to cover two, or maybe have a chance to throw one on the sideline. But you know, tried to move in the pocket by a little time, just got tackled and landed on the defender, so it didn't hit the ground and ball popped up. But I got ahead, two hands on the ball right there, take the sack and move on. But can't. Give them that field position right there.
You had some overthrows early in that first half out there with Odell. Just take us through that. Too strong an arm, timing, what was it there?
Yeah, just missed them. Missed them on a possible touchdown to the early in the first quarter. Just had a little too much on it, and you know can't afford to miss those. We got touchdowns. You got. You know, plays that you gotta hit them.
Well, you were hit very hard late in the game. Were you checked for a concussion?
No concussion. So
okay, yeah.
I'll be fine.
Tell me your emotions when you saw Odell go down and what you said to him.
You know, obviously you never want to see any receivers go down, and looked like he was in some pain. So you know, just told him be thinking about him and. You know, obviously don't know the severity of it, but you know, hopefully be okay.
How's that throw to Lewis? How tight of a window is that?
You know, they're just playing man to man, you know, doubling the inside guys, so I had him one on one, and you know, thought I put it in a good spot. He made a good catch and getting his feet down. So big play right there, and a nice play by Roger.
What do you see with Gallman in the running game that he gave you today?
Yeah, I thought Wayne did a good job. You know, breaking some tackles, hitting some big runs. I thought we ran the ball great, you know, all day. Had some nice runs, so should have led to more points.
How hard is it, Eli, to just kind of keep having the same conversation
every week
for you, just
to kind of
be answering
the same questions
again, frustrated? You know,
what's
wrong with
losing? Not the, you know, the questions come with it. So if you want to fix it, you got to get a win. And obviously, it's tough to, you know. Have close games and, you know, have leads and you know, not be able to, you know, especially when you make mistakes that hurt the team. It's tough to swallow, but we'll keep fighting back.
How limited were you guys on that last drive with all the receivers?
I mean, I think everybody knew what they were supposed to run. But just trying to get guys, you know, lined up, and you know, obviously some guys are in some spots that they're not used to being, you know, especially Evan, having him outside on a bunch, and he's been out there before, but just, you know, having concepts, you know, it's a tough situation to call plays, you know, call things that, you know, you want to make sure guys, you know, have an idea of what they're running.
You ever been in a situation at any level of you playing where you lost so many position players at one game?
No, not that I recall, and, you know, to have going to a 2-minute drive with just one receiver is a tough situation.
Eli, I ask this with respect to all your players, but when Odell goes down with the level of his talent, what he's meant to you, what he is, I mean, is that a bigger blow to a team's psyche at all?
Well, no. Hey, when they all go down and you lose players, it's tough. You know, you like when they can, you know, get off on their own, and you hope it's not serious, but. Yeah, you know, at end of the game, and you know, you see your best player in pain. It can be a tough situation.
Before the touchdown drive to Lewis, and you guys were on the sideline, Odell got the offense together. What was the motion?
We got to turn it on. We got to make something happen. We got to get things going to go win this football game. So, just got the guys together and just get, you know, just get the emotions back up and show some intensity from the guys.
Does it feel like you just don't have any answers right now as a team? I know we're finding that each week this keeps happening.
Don't have answers for what?
Win a game.
Well, you got to play better. That's the only answer. That's the only way. There's some good things, but there's too many bad things. You know, not taking advantage of opportunities. Had great field position in the first half. Couldn't take advantage of it too many times. So, we're not playing well enough to win the games. It's that simple.
How'd you avoid the more on the slam go touchdown to Odell?
Gave a little fake, and was able to step up and thought I'd have an opportunity to hit Odell down the sideline. So, good job by the receivers, keeping the routes on and gave a little pump fake to avoid the rusher.
Your team went 0-6 not long ago. Is there anything you can take from that experience to just kind of use moving forward?
Well, there's not a secret formula to fixing it. You just got to play better. You got to keep grinding, keep swinging, finding ways to, move the ball, find ways to win. And, you can't put yourself in bad situations, and you can't, in crucial situations, games, in fourth quarters, you got to step up and make plays instead of making mistakes.